This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Kelim, Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Beis. Kenei Moiznayim Shel Soroikos. Soroikos, Miloshen Sorik, which is the comb, are those that were in the business of being Sorik Tzemer Pishtin. So they would have long piles of Tzemer Pishtin, which then they would put up on some type of pole, and they would sell it. The way they would sell is they would sell it by weight. So there's a pole, that's the Knei Moiznayim. Pole goes from side to side. On one side there's a weight. It's called Unkelios, and it's weighted. And then there's a hook by which they hang the Schoira, and they see when it balances out, the way the old-fashioned scales are. So because it has on it Unkelios, it could be Tomei, even though Be'etzin, the Knei Moiznayim, is Pshutei Kliyah, it's just a pole. But since the pole B'derech Klal has Unkelios on it, Unkelios is Knei Mateches, so Mela, because of that, the Knei Moiznayim is Mekabel Tumah. And because of that, the Mishnah speaks out, Nei Unkelios, V'shel Balabatim, if it's just regular people have a scale, so B'derech Klal, they didn't have Unkelios on it. If it does have, then it's Tomei, but there's no stomach that it has. Now, the Mefarshim Shtelzachon is the Unkelios are made out of metal, and on the other side, the Mishkolos, which creates the balance, is also metal. So why do you have to come on to Unkelios? Vaistoi says the Mishnah Achreina, that the Unkelios is a Dovah Kavua, so it's part of the Maznaim, and it's considered the Maznaim Otu, the Unkelios, because it's part of it. The Mishkelos is something that comes on and comes off, different weights. It's not part of the Kli. It's just something you hang on. So it's not Mekabel Tumah, the Pshutei Kliyah of the Knei, of the Kone, or to the Mishkelos, only or to the Unkelios, which balance it out. Unkelin Shel Katofin. This is a long pole of Ketef, people that are porters. And they have these long poles over their shoulder, and they carry heavy satchels. Tohoiro, to cleates. Cleates without a clay kibble. The shalroichlim, the long poles that are held by people that sell. Peddlers that sell roichlims usually. Moichrib samim, and things like that. Tmeo. Because it has over there, in order to hold on to the schaira, it has a base kibble. So it's pshutei cleates, as opposed to cleates with a base kibble. Yudaime. Shoroichlim Shalafonov, the chelik that's in front of him is Tmeo, because that's a base kibble, and then he carries the schoirin. Shalachrov, if the base kibble is in the back of him, Tehoiro, because the base kibble has to be the ikemaso, the ikemaso is definitely going to have in front of him, because that's where he's going to be able to watch it. What's behind him is only there in order to make it even on the shoulder. He puts in some stuff in the back in order just to be able to hold it evenly on his shoulder. This way the pole, people could look and they could see what he has. So the ikur of the kli is the base kibble. The front of that renders it a base kibble. That's Tommy. The chelik in the back is not. Unkeli dargosh tmeo. This is a hook that's made of metal. A dargosh is a type of bed. You have it in type, or you have it in chazal, l'moshul l'gabe hilchus avelus, hafichus hamito, is one of the beds that's mentioned, is a dargosh. You have it in other places, also in shas. So the frame was held up by hooks. So this is a hook with which one is mechaber, the skin that holds up the mattress. Tmeo, that's Tomei. Even though it doesn't have a shame, Kli Bifnei Atzmo, it's Mechuba Lamito, and Amito is Mekabel Tumah. V'shal Naklitim, Naklitim is also, you have in Mesechus Sukkah, let's say, like I mean Naklite Amito, these are poles that have like a canopy, one of the beds with a side, and there are poles over there that the hooks hold on the canopy over the poles. Tohira, the naklitim are attached to the poles, and it's pshutei kliyot. So the hooks, the metal hooks that are attached to the dargish are attached to a bed. Bifnei atzmom, they're not a kli bifnei atzmom. But they're mechubed to the mita, they're metame otu the mita over here, they're not klitim. These are the hooks that are hung on to the poles of this bed. The poles themselves are pshute kliyets. So Mel, you don't have the otu of being part of something which is mekabel tumah. Shoshido, you have unkli, again, the same type of poles of a box. Tmeo, because the box itself, which is made of eitzah, has a clay kibble, is mekabel tumah. It's all to that, the poles as well. The shalakoin, this is a type of box that they used to catch fish in. It doesn't have a base kibble. I don't know if it's a net or it's something that's attached to the net and it helps catch the fish. Vinishvi doesn't have a base kibble. So it's mechubet to some that doesn't have a kabbal stum itself. So it's not a kabbal tumma. Shul shulchan, tome. The shulchan atzma is mekabbal tumma. Memel, the unkli of the shulchan is mechubet to a zach which has kabbal stumma. Shul menor es ha'etz tohor. The menor itself, if it's pshuta kliyetz, doesn't have kabbalas. It doesn't have a base kibble. It's not mekabbal. Ze'ah klal kol. We're talking about any pole or hook or anything like that doesn't have a shem b'fnei atzmoi. Habachubel l'tomei tomei v'amachubel l'tor tor. We've mentioned this klal before. V'kulan achas achas b'fnei atzmon tehoiroiz. The klal of Kabbalah's tumah over here is only otu. So it's only when it's mechubel. If it's standing by itself, the avad, it's not mekabel tumah. It doesn't have a shem kli b'fnei atzmoi. Mishnah Taris has a very significant diuk in this din of kol amachubel l'tomei tomei tomei v'amachubel l'tor tor. He brings a sugya. We're talking over here about all types of metal hooks and a variety of kelim over here. And all of them are not kelim bifnei atzmon. They're mechubet to a shulchan or different types of wood. And they become kli eitz l'chayru. Because mechubet l'tomei is tomei like that thing. So he brings a sugya in Bava Kamadav Tzadik Beis. And over there in the Shita Mekubetzes brings b'shem Rav Haigoin. That if, theoretically, if you take something like an unkli, which is mechuber to function as part of one of these type of kliyets, and it be made out of evan. Evan is not something that's mekabel tumah b'derechal, but since it's mechuber l'tomei, it becomes part of the zach, which is mekabel tumah, l'chayre, it's also mekabel tumah. Why? Because the mechuber l'tomei becomes part of that kli, and now it's roi l'kabel tumah as it. The significance of that is that if you say that an evan which has no standard din of Kabbalah's tumah becomes royal Kabbalah tumah because it's now part of the kliyets, what happens if you have metal hooks, the din that we're discussing in our Mishnah, and the metal hook is put onto a table? The table's only kliyets. So what does the metal become? The metal becomes mechubel l'kliyets. What's the difference if it has a tumah? Mitzad kliyets or klimatecha? Simple nafkamina. If it's Tumas Meis that we're discussing, would there be a din of Tumah Chamura of Cher V'Arein Kecholo? Many Rishonim hold that Cher V'Arein Kecholo is only by Tumas Meis, is only by Klei Mateches, not by any Kelim. Cher, that should be a major nafkamina between this, in this type of thing. When you look at the Rambam, in Perek Tes Hilchos Kelim Halach Yir Alif, it sounds not that way. The Rambam is Madgish, Zeh HaKlal. Kol Kli Shemekabel Tumah B'fnei Atzmei Min HaToyro, Hareo unkli, the hooks that are attached, shal mateches shalai mekabel tumah. He stresses the mateches to say that l'chayra, that's tumas mateches. That means that the base kibble of the table renders a shame kli on the hook that holds it up, and the hook becomes a dava mekabel tumah. It's as if it has its own suitability, its own being roi l'kabel tumah, because it has a hishtamshus. Being part of the table, now the hook becomes a davar mekabel tumah. Very chiddush. That seems to be what's meduik in the Rambam. Mishnah Gimel. Kisui teni shomateches shel balabatim. This is a teni, is a basket, and it has a covering over it that's made of metal. Shel balabatim. We discussed this in Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Tes, and we'll go back to it. The covering of this teni, shobalabatim, is different than ones that are used by professionals. If it's shobalabatim, Ram Gamliel mitamei v'chachom mitar. Ram Gamliel is mitamei because the kisui has a base kibble and it's considered a kli bifnei atzmoi. The Chacham Mametaher, because it's a kisui of a kli, a kisui is not a dover. Ha'imid le'shtamshes b'fnei atzmoi. It's not ha'imid as a kli b'fnei atzmoi. Mel, it's not mekabel tomo. The Shoreifim tomei, because the Reifim were rogel to put in the cover, sometimes to use it as a dover b'fnei atzmoi, the kli. For example, you have a doctor pulls up for a house call, and he has his medical supplies in this tani, and he puts some supplies to Tori to take him down, some bandages, some cream, some medicine, into the cover, and he carries that in. So since it's a dover ha'imid l'shtamshes b'fnei atzmoi, sometimes, even though it's used as the kisui, it's considered as having a shem kli b'fnei atzmoi. What we discussed in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tes is that the Ravid in his Pirushan Idias on this Mishnah, it's over there also, in Perek Gimel Mishnah Tes, in the Pirush HaRaivah in Idias, he says that we're talking over here about the cover, Kishal Atzmi doesn't have a clay kibble. The Taich that we just said, that the cover has a clay kibble, is in the Rambam, Perek Tes, Milchus Kelim HaLochav Vov. What the Rambam seems to be holding is that the cover, if it wouldn't have some type of Ishtamsh Tzmei Atzmi, even though Be'etzim, physically, it has some type of clay kibble. It's indented, and things can't sit in it, and it has a clay kibble, but it's never used as a clay kibble, so it wouldn't be mekabel tumah. Clay kibble is mekabel, gives it a shame, kli meteches, if it's used as such. If it's not used as such, it's not. And the Ravid seems to hold that. If it would have a clay kibble, it would be mekabel tumah. The nekuda over here is that it's pshutik kli meteches. Pshutik kli meteches are mekabel tumah if they're used. The ones that are using it are the Reifim. Another similar case, Hadela Shebemigdal, the door of closet, probably like a big case. Shobalabatim Tehira, because it's not a Dalaim B'fnei Atzmoi. The Shol Reifim Tmeya, because again, the Reifim carry on, they carry on splints and bandages, the Mepharshim say. Hayituchim, Yituchin are like tweezers that are used of metal. They pick up when they form clay kesef. They're melting silver into the shape of a kli. It's very hot. So it's picked up out of the place where it's melted and it's dropped into something else to hold on to it. So that's a clay shimush. Vaprochin, these are pieces of metal that are put inside a pot that the pot shouldn't burn when the pot is heated up. So Mila, they stick it to the side, but it's not a dovah imid. It doesn't have a shemish b'fnei atzmoi. So it's tahir, piece of metal, but it doesn't have a shem kli. Akrav beis habad. This is a piece of metal that's bent, that's put in a press, like in a wine press or an olive press, to hang on kelim. It's bent like a hook. This way you can hang on kelim. Tmeo. Lamaisa, it's a clay shemish b'fnei atzmoi. It's a holding. It's something that holds kelim. V'unkli shebiksolim is a hook that's put on the wall to hang up chafetzim. Picture just a regular hook in the wall that you can hang a shirt or a jacket on. Tahira, because it's put on the karka. It's tashmisha in my karka. Tashmisha in my karka is dinam karka. It's not mekabel tumah. This last point is interesting. What we just said, because it's mechubel lekarka, so it's dinam karka, is in the Rav from the Rash. You look at the Rambam Perek Tes, Halach Yiral Hilchus Kelim, brings this with the other din of Vonkli. Mechubar L'Tohar is Tohar. Now it's a din of Karka. Just because it's Mechubar to some that's not Mekabel Tumah. There's some to know why there's a difference between the Nuschois.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.